Bitcoin is hovering around $11,700 for the time being, and it has taken a lot of the oxygen away from the altcoins. Today, I want to talk about, I think, historically what we've learned anytime Bitcoin makes a big run. Over the past week, Bitcoin has really just crushed it and kind of reestablished itself as Big Papa in the cryptocurrency world, typically as it usually does, and what that means for altcoins. And one of the things that I usually like to do in this respect is to look over at the total market cap dominance. And I want to preface the total market cap dominance discussion by saying most of the time when people use total market cap dominance, they're usually using that in a stupid type of argument to say that Bitcoin is dead. And that this is not what I'm doing whatsoever. I'm going to zoom in. But when you look at the entire history of market cap dominance, people look at this and say, oh my God, Bitcoin's dead. It's dying, blah, blah, blah. That's not necessarily the case at all. It's ignoring the fact that there is only going to be one Bitcoin ever, no matter how many people from Bitcoin Cash want to say that they're the real Bitcoin. There's only going to be one real Bitcoin. And there are infinite numbers. There is an infinite number of alternative cryptocurrencies of altcoins out there. And as there is only one Bitcoin, there are 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 altcoins. Obviously, even if Bitcoin's value continues to skyrocket, the value that the other altcoins grow, that is going to reduce the percentage of market cap dominance. I'll just preface that when I'm talking about the market cap dominance, that you have to keep that in mind and not fall for that stupid argument. So I'll look at the 1 month chart of the total market cap dominance. And as you can see here, Bitcoin has actually gone from a little below 35% right now to over almost 39%. So it's picked up close to, at this point in time, it's picked up almost about 4% of, it's picked up just about 4% of market capitalization, where it's regained about 4% of market cap dominance over the past month. And it's on a nice upward trend right now. Some of that is due to Ethereum falling off a bit. Some of that is also due to the majority. You can see this blue line if you're watching the YouTube video. If you're on the podcast, go over to coinmarketcap.com and their charts. There's a dominance percentage. That's where I would check this out and what I'm referring to if you're on the podcast. But if you look, not only has Ethereum fallen off a bit, not only has Bitcoin Cash fallen off, Litecoin a little bit, Ripple as well, but also the others, which is a really important thing that you want to keep an eye on. But the other coins, which are the ones that do not include Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ripple, Dash, NEM, Monero, IOTA, and NEO, all the collection of all the other crypto altcoins out there outside of Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ripple, Dash, NEM, Monero, IOTA, and NEO, those have fallen off from about 22% all the way down to all the way down to about 20-21%. So Bitcoin has been consistently picking up steam in this upward movement as it's gone from in the past month down all the way. At one point in time, it reduced all the way down to $6,000, now back up to $12,000. It's starting to pick up steam and showing some signs. And I think a lot of people, especially the people that have altcoins, are worrying a little bit, because when you think about, when you think about kind of what's happened historically speaking, usually the market moves, at least in my opinion, the market kind of moves in cycles, where the market might move in cycles and there is kind of a Bitcoin season and then there's the altcoin season, and everybody likes to throw stupid seasons on top of everything, but there really are cycles. With crypto and with the crypto markets, they typically happen a lot faster than other things do happen. Like if you blink, sometimes you could miss them, but the cycles do really happen. And you could see that, back in June of 2017, Bitcoin, or really leading up until June of 2017, Bitcoin had bottomed out as Ethereum made a big run, and Ethereum and ERC20 tokens took a ton of market share going from February of 2017, really all the way lasting into mid-June. And then from mid-June on of 2017, Bitcoin, as we're looking, Bitcoin kind of bottomed out where it was in terms of the market cap dominance and how the valuation of Bitcoin all the way into that mid-June timeframe. And then from mid-June, pretty much all the way going up into early to mid-December, when Bitcoin made its massive run up to $20,000, Bitcoin regained its dominance. And then since then, from the kind of point in which Bitcoin was up to $20,000 or so, all the way until now, Bitcoin looks like it's kind of established a bottom and it's kind of picking up steam again. And a lot of other crypto has been falling off, at least in comparison to the valuation of Bitcoin. So as I'm looking at that, that's kind of the, one of the big things that I am keeping an eye on is what balance of my portfolio do I want to keep with Bitcoin? What percentage of my portfolio should I have in altcoins? And usually, as always, I'm not a financial advisor. This isn't a financial advice. But for me personally, when I look at this, I think you're crazy to not have at least some portion of your portfolio always in Bitcoin. It's, for me, it's not a question of how, it's not a question of if I want to have Bitcoin. It's a question of how heavily weighted do I want to be in Bitcoin. And right now I'm looking at further heavily weighting it myself into Bitcoin as we continue to pick up steam. And a lot of that at this point in time is at least due to there are a couple different factors, but I do think that if Bitcoin can break through $12,000 and continue that move upwards, if it breaks through $12,000, the FOMO factor kicks in. And a lot of these markets, at least in my opinion, are totally psychological, where Bitcoin breaks a specific number, whether it's 12K or if it gets to 15K or something like that. And all the people that have altcoins are holding altcoins and seeing their value bleed out. And rather than, you know, rather than maybe averaging down or just coming up with a solid strategy, what they're doing is they're selling, they'll be selling their altcoins very cheap, hopping into Bitcoin at an expensive price, and therefore kind of contributing to that Bitcoin pump all the way until there's a certain point in time where the smart money exits Bitcoin, sees very favorable prices in the altcoins, times that correctly, and then watches the altcoin market continue to pump as Bitcoin sells out heavily. And you can see too, so if I pop over to, if I pop over here, just in the past 3 months, when Bitcoin kind of peaked really in December, mid-December, December 15th, 16th, 17th, after that, the altcoin market really made an incredible run up until early January, up until like kind of January 9th, January 10th, the altcoin market just absolutely crushed it. And a lot of it, in my opinion, was due to people that made a ton of money in Bitcoin. They sold, took profits, and then took that investment and moved that into, you know, moved that into other areas where they could see more profit. And that is the kind of the ADD that the market has on a consistent basis. That's something that you want to kind of familiarize yourself with in the long run. I think, like I said, there are these consistent cycles between Bitcoin, between altcoins, and you want to be as aware of that as possible and make your own decisions on how that looks. I know a lot of people like to, at least in my opinion, from the sense that I get, a lot of people look at Bitcoin and say, it's not as sexy as whatever cryptocurrency. I can't build crypto kitties on it. I can't really run smart contracts without some, you know, second layer solution or some other, you know, some other solution like RSK or something like that. You know, it doesn't do 80 bajillion transactions per second, but Bitcoin is still the big daddy, and you have to respect that in some regards, even if you don't want to own any portion of it whatsoever. And I think you're silly not to, you know, you're kind of silly not to take that approach. So even if you are biased against Bitcoin, I am not a Bitcoin maximalist. I'm not a maximalist of anything. But I think that you really want to try to educate yourself as much as possible, especially as it looks like right now Bitcoin is on a pretty clear uptrend. And if that uptrend continues, I would expect there is still quite a ways to go in terms of Bitcoin getting back to that $20,000 all-time high mark. You still got about $8,000 of growth on the upward trajectory. That's a lot of potential room for Bitcoin to grow just to get back to its all-time high. And that's also a lot of potential money that is going to leave the altcoin market and go into Bitcoin for fear of missing out. So that is something that I think you really want to take into consideration as you move forward. Now, not everything is getting crushed against Bitcoin. There have been a few cryptocurrencies that have held up well, but in the past 24 hours, at least on on-chain FX, out of the 60 plus so odd cryptocurrencies, only about, I would say, 5 or 6 are really having any success on a Bitcoin trading pairing perspective. The rest might be positive US dollar wise, but Bitcoin is really sucking up a lot of that market and sucking up a lot of that oxygen. And it makes sense when you consider the amount of money that it takes to move Bitcoin versus the amount of money that it takes to move altcoins. When you're talking about a cryptocurrency that is worth, from Bitcoin's perspective, just shy of $200 billion right now. It's at $199 billion. It's just shy of $200 billion. It's close to close to $9 billion in volume right now in the past 24 hours. That it takes a lot of money to move that. And I haven't looked at the net inflows and outflows of some of the altcoins recently, but that is a data point that I'd like to look at for some of these key altcoins, because I would venture to say that the net inflow into Bitcoin is pretty damn high right now, and a lot of that is due to outflows from some of these other larger cryptocurrencies like an Ethereum and like some of these other ones that have been getting whipped pretty good by Bitcoin. So as of right now, my plan moving forward is really to evaluate whether or not I'd like to be more heavily weighted into Bitcoin. Part of me is looking at my trades with Z Classic and Ethereum Classic, and both of those I am up on a Bitcoin trading pairing perspective, and I think that when I do exit those trades in the near future, probably in the next couple of days, when I do exit those trades, I will be looking at simply exiting those trades and keeping them in Bitcoin, because I think that's extra added insurance and it'll more heavily weight my portfolio. It'll probably add about 10 to 15% of my portfolio into Bitcoin. And I think that that's a number that I'm comfortable with, having 35, 40, 45% of my portfolio now in Bitcoin for the time being, to see if that run continues to move all the way up to the all-time high. And if alts bleed out, then I'll have some protection. I'll be getting those gains from Bitcoin while the altcoins bleed out. I would love to hear your thought process as you're moving forward. Are you very heavily weighted in Bitcoin right now? Are you noticing anything from an overall market cycle standpoint that you find pretty fascinating on your end? I would love to hear from you, the community, what you're thinking and how you're approaching this, because I think it is pretty clear that there is a cycle that has really started to play out. I think that there was a point in time where both Bitcoin and a lot of the altcoins had recovered nicely from that bottoming out, where Bitcoin was at the $6,000 or so mark. But now it looks like we're getting to a point where more money is coming into Bitcoin than coming into some of these altcoins. And if that divergence continues, that could be something interesting to really keep an eye out on for. Study a bit on your own, do your own diligence, and see how you can best play that scenario. So that's what I'm keeping my eye on right now, is the Bitcoin versus altcoin kind of debate and how that might be pairing out. So that's the fascinating point for me. Again, I would love to hear your thought process in the comments. And if you are listening on YouTube, definitely shoot me a tweet, crypto_Bobby. That'd be fantastic. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell, and on the podcast, hit the subscribe button, leave me a rating and a review. I would very, very, very much appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.